This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code was with me yesterday when I started hearing about the San Bernardino shooting, and I was very happy about that because I was carrying both the traveler's bag and I had my gun in my OSH holster. That kind of capability to carry what I need to carry is what they specialize in. Their modularity is unmatched. Their innovation is almost scary. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Let's all agree on one thing as we go forward now. I've been getting a lot of texts about what was this. We don't know what this was. We may never know what this was. I hesitate because the guy is a Arab and a Sunni Muslim to say that this is a terroristic act or an act of jihadis. This does not have the hallmarks of some of that, no matter how much I may like it. Or it may simply be that he just was so new at this that he didn't know what he was doing. That could also be part of it. Now, suffice to say, none of that matters. None of that matters to the people that died, and to the people that got shot, and to the people that were in there that were getting terrorized. And if that was like any other state in the union where they allow concealed carry across the state, see, in California they allow concealed carry, but it depends on from county to county because the sheriff gets to let this happen. And if I'm not mistaken, the same sheriff from the Elliot Rogers shooting is San Bernardino. So this would be the same sheriff who also doesn't allow any concealed carry permits, a la what we saw at Isla Vista, whatever they call it there. So there was nobody concealed carrying, and I don't know how many people were in the room, but I mean, in South Carolina, if you're in a room with about 40 people, you can probably count on two of them being armed, being concealed carriers, being permit holders. So, you know, let's say there was 40. There would have been two people there, statistically, that might have been able to change that fact. And these people that are out there wanting to go after guns, like my next subject, Shrillery Cankles Clinton, while she normally equivocates on most issues, dodges them outright, she has no qualms about letting us know precisely where she stands on the matter of gun ownership and gun possession in this country, even though it flies in the face of logic. Having a disarmed group faced with a gunman is stupid if you're trying to lessen the loss of life. On this issue, she speaks with self-assurance or even arrogance as you listen to, and you're supposed to accept her false and illogical pronouncements about guns and gun violence as self-evident truths requiring neither legal analysis or logical application or validity. Or, you know, you don't even have to look at stats when she says it. Just take it. She has, in New Hampshire earlier this year, she got out there and said, I think we need to look at the Australian method. This is what she said about the Australian method, which was the post-Dunblane massacre method, if you will. That was a 1996 government gun buyback program. According to Clinton, it was completely voluntary. And the government offered to give Australian gun owners a good price for their weapons. She didn't explain what that phrase, good price, means. Continuing to address the matter of gun buyback programs, she said the communities in this country have implemented such programs, and she said that she would like to see a gun buyback program instituted on the national level, thinking it would be worth considering doing it on the national level if that could be arranged. Now, there's a couple of big problems with that. One, they don't have the money to buy back the guns. They don't have the money to give us $100 per gun. They don't. They don't have that much money. They do not have that. Two, they don't have the logistics. They do not have the logistics to go get the guns. They don't have the logistics to confiscate the guns. If they put the entirety of the ATF and the Department of Homeland Security out there, then very shortly, once the tactical types get, you know, the ones especially that have maybe seen Bruce Willis in Red, all of a sudden the feds will be receiving little manila envelopes with index fingers in them saying, don't send any more. Here's what's left of your others. And she was candid about saying that this is what she would look at. However, there is a critical slip up, if you will, in her otherwise carefully framed remarks concerning her policy position on gun ownership and possession. Because she's an attorney and she must know that a coercive gun buyback program on a national level is patently illegal. Such coercive confiscation programs that have taken place in Australia and in other Commonwealth nations are only possible given those countries' histories. If you can appreciate the critical difference between Australia and the U.S., you can truly appreciate how outrageous, even insulting to the American public, this wanting to emulate the Australian government's coercive 1996 gun buyback program truly would be. You see, the people of Australia are considered subjects. Subjects. That everything is administered to them as if they are subjects. That's a problem. We are not subjects. We have never been subjects. The country was founded so we wouldn't be subjects. The republic was founded so we wouldn't be subjects. And this is the thing that Obama is so upset about, because we're the bitter clingers to this idea. We will not go quietly into this good night. Our legislative branch consists of a House of Representatives and a Senate. The legislative branch of Australia's government, for example, the Parliament, consists of one, House of Representatives, two, the Senate, and three, the most extraordinary, and the Queen, who is represented in Australia by a Governor General. So Queen Elizabeth is in partial charge through her emissaries of Australia. Certain members of the Australian Parliament, their ministers, also function as members of the executive. Thus, the British Queen not only has influence over the Australian national government, she has both lawmaking function in Australia and an executive function, the latter of which sees that her laws are carried out. That would never fly here. We've already fought that away. So, their constitution, one of their powers was the capability to do this. Nothing like that exists in the American government. And for all of those talking heads, where was that one again? Here it is, MSNBC talking about, I don't have time to play it, we'll play it when we get back. For all those out there talking about how there shouldn't be this and there shouldn't be that, this is the Northeastern mindset. This is the New York mindset that we're dealing with. Unfortunately, they're all the ones on the news. Except for a few of us that might be coming out of Minnesota. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
37,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Play, I say. Oh, I've got it turned down. Gotta love it, live radio. G-Code, this is something that I carry everywhere I go, every day. At least one piece, sometimes as many as five. And they all have a job, and they all have a warranty, and they all are indestructible, and they're all modular too. But I can't imagine how many different ways to hook these things up. This is the choice of tactical professionals throughout the world, and it will work in your day-to-day application. The way to start this little trip, this little journey of yours, is to go to tacticalholsters.com. I do wish I could write music. I think some of the music I play, I think, is sheer genius. I love the music I play. But I'm not a DJ in disguise. Now, what I wanted to do, one of the things I wanted to do, let me stop this first. Let's stop this. I wanted to point out again, one thing I wanted to point out again is how the people of the United States, me and you, the American gun owner, this is apparently what we want, according to MSNBC.
Revolution. We're revolutionary people. We really don't believe in government.
I think what it goes to is that there are some people who believe that we're going to need another revolution someday. They cannot
go the other way.
They cannot accept the fact that 1,500 ATF agents are not going to come knocking on their door one day and give them Obamacare and take away their gun. I mean, that is the real concern. There's an almost complete overlap between people who really dislike and don't trust the government and people who want not just a gun, but lots and lots of guns. And the NRA stokes this paranoia as a way of selling more of them.
The fact that this is news, and you know, MSNBC is they're not really news. They're actually an editorial all day long, an editorial where they're getting out there and they say the NRA does this so that you and I will buy guns. I don't think I need every gun on the shelf. I would like to have bunches and bunches of guns. From a practical matter, however, I need only enough guns to run out the door with, which is one sidearm, maybe a backup sidearm, and a long gun. I don't need a shotgun. I don't need varying calibers. My 5.56 will handle just about anything I need for it to do. I need to be able to carry X amount of ammo, which most of my ammo, while I do have an imposing amount of ammo, most of it I can, in two trips, I can get it all on the back of my vehicle if I have to, and off I go. So I'm not out there buying everything, and I'm not, you know, the NRA is not some hypnotist that gets out there and says, you will buy the guns. Now, having said that, apparently Barack Obama is a hypnotist, Buffalo Barack. He got out there quite petulantly as everybody was getting ready to go off for Thanksgiving. He said, I want you to demand, you know, I demand that you think about gun control. Talk about gun control with your family over Thanksgiving. Interesting things actually happened at Thanksgiving. There were some people that were actually sitting there saying, my family is going to back Trump. And that upset them. And then on Black Friday... there were more guns sold and purchased on Black Friday. There were enough guns sold and purchased on Black Friday to equip 2 to 4 Marine divisions. Which I kind of think is sort of a rebuke, if you will, to the president. It's almost saying like, hey, you know that acronym for forced sex, Mr. President? It applies here. So, rather than discuss the renewed threat of Islamic terrorism and the thousands of Syrian refugees he wants to bring in, Obama wanted families to focus their conversations on gun control while they were enjoying their turkey dinner. Spokeshole Josh Earnest continued to push the president's gun control agenda. White House is now focusing on an effort by Democrats to ban Americans who are on the no-fly list from purchasing a firearm. But elections do matter. Although I read that one of the Republicans from back in the day that stripped the funding going to the CDC to pursue agendas, which the CDC should not be an agenda organization. Like the military should not be an agenda organization. They should be given a mission, and they should be, you know, told to execute that mission. That's it. I don't care what your opinion is. Go out there and let's be disease-free, shall we? Thank you very much. Shut up and go to work. Shut up, little pointy head dudes in coats. president said, well, no, Josh Earnest said, spokeshole, Josh Earnest. People sitting around the Thanksgiving table talking about these issues as they should, and I'm sure they will all across the country. I hope that's a question that will be raised and asked by members around the table. A stunning 40% of the so-called terror watch list, which is somewhere between 280 and 300,000 people, have no ties at all to terror groups. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and other intelligence organizations find the list to be almost worthless and have not called for Congress to pass this legislation. This is just another list to deny gun rights to, you see. I'm surprised they don't go after the concealed carry lists. This is nothing more or less than an attempt by one political party to amass power at the expense of the citizenry. And you guys told them no. On Black Friday, there was 185,345 background check requests. Almost certainly all of them were for purchases of guns. And that's not the number of guns that were bought, because you can buy more than one gun on a background check. So at least that many guns were purchased. That was where you had to go through a background check in my state here in South Carolina, because I have a concealed carry permit. Had I been buying guns on Black Friday, I wouldn't have had to have gone through a background check because I have been vetted. I've already gotten my state's permission. So I don't have to go through no background checks. So, hey. I don't know. I don't know how this is playing for you guys. The problem here is that when you got nearly 200,000 people buying firearms on Black Friday, that has got to tell you something. In the Marine Corps, there's 182,000 active duty Marines. Army divisions are made up of between 10,000 and 18,000 soldiers. Obama asked us to think about gun control over the holidays, and Americans responded by purchasing enough firearms to create another branch of military service. Or, you know what? Maybe this is what Barack Obama wanted. You remember, he envisioned a military made up of civilians that was as good, if not better, than our military. Congratulations, Mr. President. Another campaign promise kept. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season.
Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from Puck Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now they're wanting to turn Obama's speeches into a drinking game to where every time he says I or me, you have to drink. I sort of like, there'd be a bunch of drunk gun owners out. We can't have that. We cannot have that. Okay, let me give you one of these sound bites again, just so you know. Okay, this is the setup on this. This is coming from CNN, and this is a guy named Fuentes saying this is a militia operation.
Potential motive, what was going on?
Well, to me, it says that it's an anti-government operation, probably a militia-type group or a wannabe-type militia group, as opposed to an international terrorist organization, because most of the international terrorism attacks we've seen, it's a suicide mission. They don't come in protecting themselves with body armor. If anything, they wear vests to explode.
Yeah. You haven't watched ISIS lately, have you, with all their chest rigs and everything they wear? Some of them do wear body armor, plate carriers all over the place. Yeah, they do. Because they have a mission, idiot. Anyway. One translation of Proverbs 19:2 reads, "It is dangerous to have zeal without knowledge." Look around in media and you will find quite a few zealots that you can observe. They're either reporting on or actually becoming activists, or sometimes they're politicians. Some of them are very narrow-minded, focused on and driven by an agenda of a loosely laced ideological issue. Okay. Conservative zealots treasure Second Amendment rights, pro-life, constitutional government, fewer government regulations, smaller government, simpler tax code, lower taxes, states' rights, freedom of religion and speech, God and country, and American patriotism. Progressive zealots are driven by gun control, pro-choice, power politics, more government control over business, bigger government, redistribution of wealth through taxation, strong central government, freedom from religion and offensive speech, nationalism over individualism, and submission to universal law. Anybody that becomes a zealot, which is someone that is really emotionally invested in what they believe, looks through things through an ideological lens. Now, I have a problem with zealots on both sides. Okay? I saw yesterday where they were talking about this shooting, for example, on pro-gun websites that allowed comments on the articles. And the commenters were going after each other. They were insulting each other. Okay? The problem with zealotry is that you get so emotionally invested in it that it sometimes, in my opinion, okay, it becomes, it segues into something where you just have to be right. You so want to be right. You want your ideal to be exactly what it is. And undeniably that you're always setting yourself up for disappointment because you're wanting to believe in individuals. And we've already seen what that does. We've already seen what that does. I myself, I look at everything that comes down the pike with a very cold, jaundiced view. I do not look at anything. You know, I have looked at people before in the past, and there are some people that I am loyal to, and I am loyal to them to a degree that overtakes and surpasses zealotry. Okay? It makes zealotry look like rank amateurism. There's a difference between being a zealot and being loyal. I've got friends that I am loyal to that if they call me tomorrow and they're in deep trouble, I'm dropping everything, and if it means I die going to help them, then I die. That makes, that zealotry pales in comparison to that. We should never look at any of these things, and especially when we're trying to, you've got to let these things unwind. And the zealots in some of us, some of us that are zealots, cannot let it unwind. This has got to be terroristic, or it has to be a liberal doing it, or it has to be because he's a Sunni Muslim, or it has to be because of this or because of that. It can't simply be because he's evil, which is the root of every one of these actions. We simply cannot look at the nature of man and say that we are frail, and that some of us go the wrong way, and then some of us have to be willing to step up and blow them out of their socks. That is the very basic minimum you have to understand when it comes to self-defense. Now, what I find particularly refreshing about this incident, besides the loss of life, which is absolutely abhorrent to me, and once again, I'm angry that these people had to watch this come in at them and watch themselves die. Any of us that get out there that train to fight in with a weapon, or that have trained to fight hand-to-hand, or just have trained to fight one way or the other, we should look at this, and this should make us angry to think about that loss of innocence. So that was somebody's mom, somebody's dad, somebody's brother, somebody's son, somebody's wife, somebody's sister, somebody's daughter. They died. 14 of them died. And then these two people died. The part of this that we have to take into consideration is how are we going to act about this? We're going to have a lot of political shenanigans come at us. And should we ever have to make a decision to gear up, we can't go out there angry. We can't go out there angry. We can go out there determined. We can go out there unafraid. And we can go out there cold. And we have to go out there cold. We've become very much our country, especially in colleges now. I'm very glad that won't go past the college, past the college campuses, because there's no way it survives once they get out in the open. But we become a nation of victims. This guy, this kid, Saeed, whatever his name was, Farouk, whatever. Something happened with him to where he decided he was a victim, and he went in and shot a place up. He thought that was good to go. I'll show him. And what we should be angry about is gun owners and gun carriers and defenders and sheepdogs and whatever else you want to call us is that one of us wasn't there to kill them when they came in the door. That's what we should be angry about. Zealotry without knowledge is dangerous. And all you have to do is listen to what you hear coming from all, even Fox News is dangerous because they don't know what they're talking about. They really don't. So, sometimes I get at a loss on some of this stuff simply because I'm not a genius. And yet I know this. And I should not be alone knowing this. The vast preponderance of people in the world today should know this. Because it's out there to be seen. Do not, those of you that listen to me, join me and let's not get all riled up about what that we're hearing. There will be a time when they might actually try to move on something and then we move in response. We'll be doing the Einstein's equal but opposite reaction. Until that day comes, we merely need to sit, wait, and prepare. And if we prepare and nothing ever happens, okay, big deal. We had guns and we had bullets and we had friends and we had fun learning and all this other stuff. Big deal. Do not let zealotry without knowledge overtake you. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you from live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Is that turned up already? Yeah. Modularity personified. This is equipment designed with a very, very serious tactical operator in mind. However, it will work in your day-to-day carry application. If you're like me and you want to add some tactical edge to it, then they have the Contact Series, the Scorpion Line, DC-3, all of which are applicable. Most highly innovative equipment line on the planet today. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Although, you know, before we go very much further, let me do this. There was one shred of somewhat common sense going on out there. This is coming from CNN. I don't remember who this guy is. He's a former law enforcement guy or military guy. I don't remember his name.
Look at the president. The president says, you know what? We need to do something about our gun laws. The people who are on the...
This is the talking head, of course.
...no longer need to be able to purchase weapons in this country. Exactly. Does the president have a point? Does Dan Gross have a point here?
You know, I think there's always points to what everybody has to say. And politicians, you know, sometimes there's a point to what they're saying. It's normally to get themselves reelected. The fact is, you
President
know,
Obama's not running anymore.
Yeah, I know, but he's still head of the Democratic Party. So, you know, but the thing is here, in order to take the politics out of that, and that's what I like to try to do, is that you can't just have background checks. I think background checks are important. I don't know a lot of people who disagree with that. But you have to have stiffer penalties for people who use these weapons, for people who are associated with people that are using these weapons or selling them. Because here's the fact. Once a gun was invented, the very second it was invented, it will always be in the hands of bad people. It doesn't matter what laws you do, how many guns you take away from law-abiding citizens, the bad people will always be able to get them. And as an FBI agent, we used to do illegal gun buys all the time. We have to be able to expand that, because you can take all the guns away and shut down the gun shows, but they're still going to be able... There's so many guns in the world that you have to kick up law enforcement's ability to go and target these illegal gun sales and the people that are using them. I think one thing that's clear, though, is none of this these things that are occurring have anything to do with climate change.
Here's the thing about this. There have been a couple of experiments run with social media. And in New York and in Chicago, for example, using social media, they can track down where all of the criminals are on social media, right down to the blocks they live on. Now, if really, truly the point was to go out there and get illegal guns off the street, wouldn't you use some, and you know what, for lack of a better word, wouldn't you use some profiling? Because the profile here is we're looking for the lawbreakers. There's the profile. Wouldn't you look for the lawbreakers? Wouldn't you leave the law-abiding alone and go after the ones that are malfeasant? Isn't that what you would do? But they don't do that. They don't do that. Now, good point coming out of the chat room from PW. A terrorist attack, normally in a terrorist attack, the goal is always going to be a high body count. That's a given. The more you get, the better the shock value. But in Paris, on a train, prior to the Parisian attack that killed 130, one guy with an AK jumped up with his AK, and four guys that were unarmed jumped up on him. And for some reason, a bunch of them ended up getting hurt anyway. Garland, Texas, 60-year-old traffic cop sees two armored body plate carrier wielding terrorists ride up who were there. knows where they are. You know, he sees them. They're coming there because they're doing cartoons of Muhammad. This was a Pamela Geller thing. She's a very outspoken critic of Islam. They showed up there, and a 60-year-old traffic cop with his Glock 21 perforated them enough in 25 seconds to kill them to where they only shot one guy in the ankle. Then we had the Paris attack. Even with Chattanooga, we had an armed service member who disregarded the dogma of being a military member, disarmed except when told to be, when you're allowed to be armed. He brought his weapon. And he finally got to fire back at him, and that probably stopped prematurely what would have been a really, really bad shooting. And then we had the Parisian attack. Another thing I noticed them trying to turn this into was another Planned Parenthood shooting. They're out there saying it appears to be in conjunction with Planned Parenthood. Is this a Planned Parenthood place? Well, no. Is there one near it? Well, it's about a mile away. This has to do with Planned Parenthood. I'm being asked in the chat room by Tony O, do we want to become a country that punishes and jails people before a crime is committed? Not if we know they're criminals. I don't know how that applies if we know they're criminals. If we know that they're pushing drugs out of a house, in today's day and age, does that mean that everybody that's in the house is giving consent that drugs being pushed out of that house? Because that's what most of this gang-related stuff is about anyway, drugs. I don't think legalizing drugs is the way to go to take away their market. I think, you know, just the other day, I was talking about this girl that was the straw purchaser for a gun that killed a female police officer. She got probation for that. It's like that guy was saying on CNN. The penalties have got to match the crime. If guns are so evil, why are we making it a revolving door to where the ones who commit the evil with them get out? Nothing but crickets on that one. Nothing but crickets. Paris would have been worse if the bomb carriers that were outside the soccer stadium would have gotten in there. They wanted to get after Holland, who's the Prime Minister of France. And unbeknownst to them, Geraldo Rivera's daughter was in there too. So, I mean, it would have been horrific. And amazingly, when it's one of his, Geraldo Rivera changes his mind. In the chat room, they're saying there's a... is that the New York Daily News? There's a headline out there saying God isn't fixing this, so apparently the only way to fix this is through more draconian gun laws to fix the problem. That's not going to happen. That will create a bigger problem than that which... Because I'm getting a little tired of this, and I'm almost certain that I'm not alone watching this, especially as a military veteran. I'm getting real tired of this. I'm getting tired of seeing cops who have a very dangerous job to begin with, and you really realize how bad their training is when you watch them try to do a sweep. If it wasn't so dangerous, it would be comedic. It's like watching the Three Stooges do a sweep. Now, the SWAT teams, some of them, okay, they got some skills, okay? But the regular cops that are just patrol officers apparently don't get to train with each other. They're in the car. They're learning the traffic code and this, that, the other, and all this other stuff. So something needs to be done about that. Something needs to be done about that. And in the meantime, while I'm watching that and I'm, getting out there going, be careful, guys. Get out there. Do your job. Get out there. Do your job. But be careful. Be careful. Do it. Do the deed. While I'm doing all of that, I've got these totalitarians on the side that want to disarm me for doing nothing. I didn't do anything yesterday. I didn't shoot anybody. I, along with the other, 130 some odd million gun owners out there in the United States, didn't do anything yesterday. We're the target. So that's, I'm getting a little tired of that. We'll do this again in 22 hours. We'll have more information as it comes along. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.